Chapter 1, Success Rituals Fundamentals. In this video, we'll talk about the success rituals fundamentals. So, what exactly is ritual? Ritual is just a synonym of the word habit. We all know that our thoughts and actions over a period of time will determine how we progress in life. Positive rituals yield positive results, and negative rituals will produce undesirable results. We have so many rags-to-riches stories, and you might be a rag story awaiting the right rituals to change your situation to riches. But did you know that you will never know until you examine your life and make the necessary modifications? It is time to change your perception about rituals. Have you ever come across individuals with similar success rituals, but they all produce different results? This is because everyone has different opportunities, and how we react to situations is different. Notably, persons will have similar talent, but each talent comes with a unique ability. If you do not discover the uniqueness that comes with your talent, you might never truly stand out from the others that are in the exact field as you are. If you cannot produce extraordinary results, then your advancement will be either mediocre or below average. Mediocre and below average results will never give you the title of a successful person. You will only discover the uniqueness that comes with your talent after you have started using your talent. Let's take a look at some success rituals fundamentals that you must ensure you develop. Build your rock-solid success rituals starting with those listed on the ladder below. The first step on the success rituals fundamentals is to believe in you. If you do not believe in yourself, you will never really discover your true potentials. Apart from finding what hidden treasures of skills you have buried within, is knowing how and when you are at your best. Some people will tell you that they think better having a hot cup of coffee, some after they take a shower or go for a jog, then ideas will start to overflow in their head. Think back to the time you were able to unravel your best idea. So take a moment to ask yourself, what were you doing at the time that happened, and where were you when that happened? If possible, go back to that exact location and repeat the same action of what you were doing and try to discover more great ideas. You'll need to purchase a notebook. It's imperative that you always have something close by to write down your thoughts. I'm suggesting that you get a notebook because ideas will pop into your head at various hours of the day or night. Developing the healthy habit of jotting down your ideas also gives you the opportunity to analyze better your plans and to be able to group or tweak them. That is progress, and you will feel good at what you've accomplished and be more motivated to put them into action. You are elated now because you have chosen what you believe is the best idea and you are ready to put it into action. It will be at this moment that fear will opt to cripple your mind. Creating doubts about your idea and your ability to implement them successfully. The only way to dispel your fear is to take the necessary steps to set realistic goals and timelines for your concepts. The moment you decide to continue with your ideas, you will feel the power fear had over your mind slowly losing its grip. Fear will entirely lose its grip on your mind when your concept becomes an action. So go ahead. Even if you have to move with wobbling legs and shaking fingers, take your leap of faith. Now, let's talk about the fundamentals ladder of success rituals. Goal setting and time management are equally important on the success rituals fundamentals ladder. If you do not set targets with timelines, then you will have nothing to work towards and no achievements to look forward to celebrating. Hard work and determination is what will transform your goals into reality. If you only work hard some of the times, then you should anticipate the partial result. A mind that is determined is the fuel for hard work. And hard work keeps you determined. That is why both of them have to be used together consistently. For me, the final success ritual's fundamentals is never fear failure. It's inevitable that you will fail at some stage of your plan. Failure varies for different individuals. You might experience a massive failure, and you have to start your journey entirely from the first step. Your failure might be minor, and with a few adjustments, things can be back on the progress level. If you fear failure, you will not be able to recover from misfortunes. When you face failure, accept it, analyze what is the possible cause or causes, and start strategizing immediately to correct, as well as prevent it from reoccurring, your fears will begin to diminish. Success rituals are crucial because we all need them to become successful. Take things step by step while you discover yourself and find your sole purpose for being awarded the gift of life. Learn to enjoy your roller coaster ride that life is guaranteed to take you on. Remember that no matter how badly you fail, you can always rise again if you work hard and if you are determined enough.